I know it's a bit early, but I'm so ready for summer. In lieu of that, we'll warm things up in the studio with a virtual fireplace and sizzling commentary. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
And welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Away, thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all travel, with features like an ejectable TSA-approved battery, built-in front pocket, and a range of colors and materials that suit your travel needs and Jimmy's. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS. Okay, Jimmy. So this is a story that really exploded. It exploded over the weekend. And last weekend.
Exploded so much.
So much that you didn't see it.
Didn't even know about it.
It exploded and blew right past you. How do you like that?
Well, I was more concerned about a football game. I'm sorry.
Yes, and I was as well. But I saw it first. I caught a whiff of this thing when a former colleague of mine at NBC and another former colleague of mine at CNN.
Are we going to name names?
No, I'm not. No,
you know who they are.
They did come back and apologize.
Yes, they did.
But they threw out... It was as if it was chum in the water for sharks. They threw out, oh, you know, check this video out. Another disgrace wearing, you know, Make America Great hats, you know, whatever. Little teasable stuff, clearly defining what the video was all about. I didn't look at the video. I just looked at that screenshot of a young kid facing, staring down a Native American. At the time, I didn't know it was a Native veteran, you know, elder. Mm-hmm. But that's what I saw. And I went back to watching the game and so forth. It went from that to, you know, further dividing already polarized. Maybe not further dividing. The polarized nation taking its side of this debate, even though we didn't even know what it was we were looking at.
It was gas on the fire.
It
was just fueling the hatred that continues to burn under the surface of a lot of people's lives, and it's quickly coming to the surface.
Right. Or living on the surface now, I should say.
But there's so many interesting aspects to this story.
But before you dive in, you're right. You bring up the point that it doesn't now... Anything, any little thing automatically goes to the extreme. Like before, something may go viral and people get all, but it doesn't all of a sudden divide straight down the middle. These people take it as this. Everything now gets divided.
Left, right, conservative, right, conservative, liberal, religious, non-religious. I mean, let's continue to rush to judgment, people.
Yes, let's do that.
Because everybody else is doing it.
Why not? Tear people down.
I don't think that's very healthy, Dan.
Why not, Jimmy?
I don't think that's very healthy at all. In fact, when you look at the story, the basic story.
Yeah. Is there a basic story
to
this story?
Yes.
What is the basic story?
Okay, now I looked at about an hour and 20 minutes of unedited video. Mm-hmm. I watched a few stories by former journalists. Actually, they're not former. They're actually working
journalists.
Real journalists? Paid current journalists. Let's make it
people
current
journalists. People working in journalism.
People actually still working in the media journalism, telling their stories. And then the fallout and some of the talk shows and stuff. And I'll admit, I've never heard Joe Rogan before, but I certainly had heard of him.
Right.
So I was intrigued by watching him for about 20 minutes last night.
Wow, that's a lot of homework.
It is. I told you. And then I got into it.
You were all in.
I was all in.
The teacher gave the assignment.
That's right.
And you said, teacher,
yes,
I'm going to make this my master's thesis.
No, I'm not going to make it my master's thesis, but I'm going to be the professional talk show host that I keep thinking I am.
Qualifiers.
A blushing, smirking 16-year-old kid 3 inches away from the face of a Native American banging a drum.
Right.
I think those are the facts.
That is the fact of what led to what we're talking about.
Right.
But what that supposedly meant was not the fact.
Right. Well, no.
Where it went.
If you just look at that photo. You know, in my class over at Dean College, you know, I have this assignment called A Picture Says 1,000 Words. Mm-hmm. So I put a picture up, and I asked them to describe the picture.
In 1,000 words?
In 1,000 words.
What if it's 999?
I haven't gotten more than probably, I think the best one was about 130 words.
Oh, Well, something's wrong, Mr. Professor.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyway. I was actually thrilled that they actually described the picture and what they were looking at rather than what the moment was
Mother's
about.
Moment.
But that's another story.
Okay. So there's the picture.
So we have the picture of the 16-year-old who was, you know, I'm trying to think back to the time when I was a 16 or 17-year-old, and if I did anything like that in the past, I'm not quite sure I ever
did.
Well,
I mean, I don't know that what they did, like, it's not, you can't come down on either side clearly, but broadly speaking, based on what later comes out, and we'll get to that, what, did they really do something that was extreme?
The
kids.
The kids?
Right.
They were definitely a few, just a few.
They were doing,
you know, the old story about how a few can wreck it for the masses,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So there was a few things that were chanted and talked and thrown out there, but that was after this confrontation had gone on for quite a while, and it was becoming uncomfortable. The timing of it was becoming uncomfortable.
By the way, you know, a few ruin it for the masses.
Yeah,
we used to go to Washington D.C. for our senior trip.
Yeah.
The class before us went to Washington, acted up in the hotel, did all kinds of stuff.
No more trips.
No more trips. Mine was the first year that got canceled.
I remember.
Ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, no, we had that issue too coming back in sixth
those
grade.
Idiots. I still hate those, you know, seniors.
It's so weird what you remember from
a
kid.
I'm going to hunt them down today and go after them.
Still.
They ruined my trip.
It's the lesson. Let's look at the biggest picture here. Let's now walk away and just look at this. I'm actually impressed that there wasn't any physical confrontation other than you're invading my personal space.
But
there was no, it was mob. It was mob mentality that never exploded.
Very good. Yeah.
Which
it didn't explode until it went online.
Well, no, the media exploded.
The media exploded.
And they screwed it up totally
they
in
did.
A lot of ways.
They completely did.
But it's a great example of how a negative can turn into a positive, because now it's created a conversation about a lot of different issues here.
It has.
And we all have done this. We jump to conclusions. As soon as you heard, well, where were these kids? What were they doing there? Oh, they were a high school, a private school.
A Catholic school. Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky.
Did you notice I did not call it a Catholic school?
But it is. It's Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky.
I understand
that.
Okay. I'm trying to keep any kind of religion out of this,
which is totally
impossible.
No, because they were there for March for Life anti-abortion or pro-life event.
Right. And the bus was late.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No, I did not know.
That's why they were hanging around.
Oh,
the bus
was
late.
Well, the bus is always late.
The bus is always late.
So really blame the bus driver.
And they have...
Let's track down the bus driver.
Right. And they have chaperones and some teachers along.
Exactly. So they're there.
And the Native American... So there's the scene. You've got to know that. Look, if I now know about it, everybody should know about it.
So let's set the scene.
Because I do live
on it. So they're there. The kids from this Catholic high school are participating in this pro-life march.
Yeah, but the pro-life march, I want to make sure everybody understands. It was not at the Lincoln Memorial.
That's why they
were hanging out there waiting for the bus.
Some of the young people were wearing the Make America Great red hats.
That they had bought that day on the streets from a vendor in Washington, where I understand they're a hot item.
They sell all that stuff in Washington.
Oh, great.
So for those of you who might be living under a rock, the hat could be you love Trump and you voted for him and you want to wear it.
Because it's his moniker.
Right,
it's his brand.
But it's also... symbolizing a lot of stuff.
He didn't trademark that, did he?
Did
he?
Yes. So there's that issue. And so then there's the photo of this young man standing with this guy who is a Native American elder, who is a
Marine reservist,
a veteran, and he was, you know, beating his drum.
And I got to tell you, he definitely has become more of the villain in this story, because the first reports of journalists were getting quotes from him.
Right. And the sense was that the story went out there, and the bottom line of the story is that this one kid who was doing the stare down and those that you saw in the background wearing the Make America Great hats were taunting the Native American elder.
Now,
that was the perceived storyline, which took off like wildfire or like our fireplace here on social media.
But that's not inaccurate. Because there were tomahawk chops.
Yes, but that wasn't the story.
No, I understand it.
Right.
But to say that there were taunts
right.
is accurate.
But that kid who was staring him down
did not taunt.
He was not, and he was not wearing a hat.
No.
I heard at one point that he was wearing a hat.
No.
Even though the picture didn't show him
no,
wearing a hat.
No, not wearing a hat.
Now, what was missing in all of this were the black people.
Well, no. Actually, the Native Americans, what Nathan Phillips, who is the Native American,
right.
that's his
exactly.
name.
Yep.
What he has explained is he heard this cult group of black Hebrew Israelites.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is,
and they,
when if,
that video, by the way,
right.
the video of what
oh,
that was.
They're saying some crazy stuff.
Really,
inciting yes.
violence,
against
racial
all
epithets.
Races, even
take
black.
Your pick. He
exactly.
got, he, you know, the only people he didn't. You know what else he did? The only people he didn't rip?
Who?
Martians.
Yeah, they may have it.
No, they did not rip Martians.
I think if you listen long enough, you can start hearing it. More. No, but it was in none of the original stories mentioned that I saw mentioned anything about the black Hebrew Israelites.
Right.
First of all.
Which is a cult. It was a cult.
That means I'm you, Jimmy.
I never, yeah, welcome aboard, pal. But you know what? And yet they espouse one family of humanity.
Yeah.
You know, we should be all getting along. We should
right.
be talking. We should embracing our differences. It's weird. It's like their message gets lost in their rhetoric.
Right. And it was intense rhetoric.
Oh,
so anyway,
no. It was violent, racist.
It was violent. Yes, it was.
It was horrible.
It was the black version of the KKK.
Yes, it was disgusting.
Right.
And
they were vomiting all over that parade.
Right. And what you said to me when I asked you about that group, and he goes, oh, God, in Washington, D.C., there are tons of these cult people and protesters all the time.
Right.
For decades.
Yes.
Right? Because they go to D.C. and they say, we're going to get attention.
That's where you go to get attention.
That's where they go.
Yes.
So anyway, we've set the scene now.
We set the scene,
Native
yes.
American guy said, you know what? Before this gets out of hand, we've got a mob of kids. By the way, teenage boys.
Yeah.
I just want to make
yes.
sure. Because once again, men behaving badly. Okay? There was not too many females in this.
Oh, there were some.
There were some. In fact, the few of the sound bites or little interjections I heard of the
right.
females made a lot of sense.
Right. which they typically do.
Yes, and,
yes.
you know, we all sit there and go, yep, you're right, dear,
yep.
whatever you say, because you're right.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You're right 95%
of the time. It's good training as a kid, a teenager. And
anyway.
It's going to be that way when you get married.
Right.
Yes,
so,
yes honey.
So, we laugh.
Well,
and yet,
man,
and you know what I'm talking about,
man. We
Jack
only deal
and
with
Cats
facts.
And this book, Macho Paradox, where I really believe it is up to men to change their own behavior.
Right.
And I'm really worried more now than I've been in a while about that, given the behavior that I saw of the teenage boys.
Right. But
now,
the reason we're jumping all over this is because not only did it
media.
Go like wildfire on social media, which you can understand that people just tweet and say whatever, but then the mainstream or news organizations picked it up
right.
and continued that narrative
right.
based solely on about a minute's worth of video.
Yes.
And that still shot. Everyone, the talk show, everyone was condemning these kids to the point where I think they were getting ready to be kicked out of school. Like they had contacted the head of their
school. Oh, no, there's school. Been death threats to the kid. And
they made a mistake. They named the wrong kid, I guess, initially.
Right.
And there was, so they were going after the wrong family. And then the family itself, they had some wedding and it was disrupted. I mean, this is crazy
this is
stuff.
Raw emotions.
Yes.
That a certain someone is to blame for this.
Well, it is.
I'm sorry, Dan. You're never going to convince me it has nothing to do with this guy. He has fed the hateful doctrine in this country.
But wait, there's more. Because now we're learning. So wait, before I say this, it turns out that when you see the entire, most of the rest of the what was going on there, and you realize that the black Hebrew Israelites were really the instigators of all this, and that these kids, for the most part, were trying to sort of calm things down. When you see the whole video, you realize that minute was wrong, then all of a sudden the news organization started apologizing.
Right.
Like a lot of these people who were saying, oh, going after those kids and saying, you know, this, that, and the other about racist kids wearing, you know, the storyline, racist kids wearing, you know, Trump hats, you know, go after this guy. Now they have to do the mea culpa. But wait, there's more.
Yes.
Because it turns out, you're blaming Trump for this, but it turns out that it may be, well, we really don't know who it is. We think it might be a liberal person, but we don't know. There's sort of this mystery Twitter account that was shut down, which was the one that pushed this story initially. Did you know this, Jimmy?
Yeah, I think I did.
It's under the name of a school teacher.
Right.
But it really is owned by somebody operating out of Brazil.
Great.
I mean, this story, you can't make this stuff up. This is as bizarre as you can imagine. So now Twitter has shut down this account that has apparently been active since 2016. And this, was it a liberal group that was really trying to fan the flame? Was this like one of these bots that's just trying to, from another country that's trying to.
Russia. We're going to blame it on Russia.
Who knows? Are they trying to just get, you know, basically get us all worked up and sit back and laugh and, you know, like let them eat each other up there in the United States?
Well,
like we don't know.
We certainly are watching that happen. The other thing that I've learned a lot about left-wing liberals and, you know.
There's someone left of you?
Well, that's just, I don't know. Oh. I mean, I will tell you, it's pretty rare, I got to tell you. That being said, I didn't know that left-wing liberals hate religious people. I heard this on Joe Rogan's talk show, or maybe it was Ben Shapiro's. I don't care.
I think that's.
All right, excuse me.
But you don't.
In fact, I embrace it. I respect people who are dedicated to their religion.
Yeah.
To the point where they sacrifice a lifestyle for the religion.
Right.
I just think that it's the extremists in religion that scare me.
Right.
So I have the respect card out for that, and I guess that disqualifies me as a liberal now.
Well, certainly from the group you're talking about,
which
is left of religion.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was like, okay. There's a lot of stuff here about the denial of individuality now, that you can't act as an individual in civil disobedience against another individual
because there are cameras everywhere.
There are
cameras
everywhere.
And they'll take whatever it is that they want out of that. So you post something on Twitter, you post it on Facebook, whatever platform you use, Instagram, you put it out there. Anyone can take what you post and use it for whatever agenda they are trying to fuel.
So what is the requirement or the prerequisite for traditional media to recognize when a story
a
is a
question.
Social media news
Very
story,
good question.
Not a news story.
That is, I'm so glad you brought that up.
That's what we, that's the whole point.
That's the whole point. And I think that whenever a story goes viral, it's okay for everybody to trip over themselves online with it. But once it crosses into nightly news, the Today Show, CBS Evening News, CNN, Fox, you have to verify. You can't just jump to conclusions on a slice of that video.
Right.
You should be cross-referencing,
but
doing interviews. As humans, we have these human personal biases.
Yes,
when
we look at a picture, one person is going to see one thing and another person is going to see another thing.
But you can't do that as a responsible news organization.
But there's still that get it first. That get it first mentality is what caused this.
You're right.
In the 24/7 news cycle that is fueled by social media now.
I think you're right. And you know what else? And I know this is not popular to say this. For those who believe that most of mainstream media is liberal, they will argue that the reason this happened was because everybody's hoping something like this would happen. They embrace the storyline. Why check it out if you want the storyline to be true? You want to have young white kids with, you know, the Trump hats, you know, staring down and belittling a Native American. Forget the facts. If the picture shows that, that feeds into the bias of traditional news organizations. Now, I'm not taking that position. I'm just saying some argue that, right? If you have liberal news people out there, the moment they see something that feeds into the liberal storyline, they are all over it.
Right.
If it doesn't, well, they might investigate it to find out first.
Well, we hope they now have learned their lesson
at
this point. And news directors, you know, it's a tough job to decide when do you go with the story. By the way, that's been going on in print journalism for decades.
But it's warp speed now.
Now it's at warp
speed. With a lot of stuff coming at you.
That's exactly right. You've got to be careful what you say. It's so funny, though, Dan. You talked about traditional media. Audiences are going down in traditional media, right?
But what is traditional media now?
Television and radio.
But now
commercial television and radio.
But you know what now? They're also in the business of all the other stuff.
Well, so they're trying to get audience.
Exactly.
They're trying to build an audience, so they're trying to get as many people to watch and follow them and cover them. And then you look onto the, you know, I admit I went onto the the dark, not the dark web. But not the dark web. I'm watching other podcasts. I'm watching political podcasts and talk shows, which, by the way, is so foreign to me. You know what I mean? I like the Rams versus Patriots talk. You know what I mean? That's what that escape from the reality.
I'm still stuck on the dark web.
Oh my goodness!
You found it.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Difficult, Dan.
I think this is definitely a teachable moment, and I think it is. I am glad that and I talked about this earlier, that when it came out that, in fact, the story that was initially reported was all the facts weren't there, and it didn't necessarily vindicate either side. But I know CNN, for example, put out like a 3.5-minute piece that detailed, well, this is actually what happened.
Right.
And this was the group that was actually fueling this whole situation. And so I am glad. I mean, that's the whole thing. When you make a mistake, you got to own up to it. You got to tell your audience, this is the reason we made the mistake. And then you hopefully put things into place that prevent something like this from happening again.
Now, I want to just throw one more thing in that I noticed that I want to comment on.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So part of the unedited video was showing this school acting like a school.
Right.
We had another young male teen deciding to take off his shirt,
take off
his pants.
Yeah, that's right.
Give it a little flex.
Yeah.
You know, he got his peers, you know, all riled up, and they started chanting school fight songs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
which, yeah. All right. School songs. Yeah. I mean, they are fight songs.
He thought it was a pep rally.
Well, the chaperones were the ones who said, that's okay, you guys can do that, because they thought that would diffuse
the building's attention
situation
to something else.
Right.
Something
which is
goofy or
which
whatever.
Which is what how conflict resolution is supposed to work.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, they learned this. I'm guessing at some point these chaperones learned how to deal with conflict resolution.
Yeah,
I would hope.
So. They do it every day in the classroom.
That's right. I was going to say.
What they do.
Right. So, again, this happened during this whole scene over about 2 hours, and it's all because the buses were late.
But
you know,
I think it all goes back to the bus driver.
The damn bus driver!
I mean, he should have been there.
He's getting off scot-free. We don't even know who that is.
Right, and they're always late, those bus drivers out there. But, you know, there's always that kid that does that at the school, takes off the shirt, and that's the funny kid, and they'll get most humorous or whatever in the yearbook.
Right, probably. Right. When do we protect the identity of minors?
I think they should always be protected unless you put yourself out there. And
I think
it's my understanding that the young man and his
Nick Sandman.
Yeah. He outed himself.
Yes,
at some point once it was.
Well, then
being
he got
reported.
Coach. There's definitely coaching going on.
Oh, he was
and
very
he's
good.
Handling
he
the crisis. And he's doing very good. And
he'll
of course,
get a,
Nathan
he'll get
Phillips
a job
ripped
out of
him
it.
For that too. And I was like, come on, man, don't rip him for handling this. He's a 16-year-old kid, for crying out loud.
He's pretty good
in
though.
A crisis communication issue.
Yep.
That now the whole nation knows about.
I think it will know about him in the future. Kids like that rise to the top. I mean, you could argue about different aspects of this, but he certainly had a certain poise to him that was well beyond his years.
Yes.
But as we keep saying, wait, there's
one more.
One more thing. Yeah, there's more. The one other element to this is that the Today Show, Savannah Guthrie, did an interview with him.
Yes.
The young man. And
she
caught a lot of heat. I mean, social media beat her up because they said it was a softball interview giving him, and some still believe that he was guilty of sin. And I was amazed at the backlash against her for conducting that interview.
Well, I agree with that on that end, because I watched the interview.
And you thought it was.
Very difficult interview to do.
Right.
You know, Dan, this goes back to parenting. It really does.
Doesn't everything?
It really does.
Yeah.
If you think about it, especially the behavior of kids. And I'm going to put anybody who's young enough to be my kid in that category, which pretty much is anybody under the age of 42.
Hi, Daddy.
Okay, so So that being said, but this is what concerns me, is that these teachings that are divisive are being taught still in our homes. It's still happening, Dan.
I don't know that this story's about that. I mean, I think the kids – look. I think kids, it was cool to get the hats they're selling. Hey, let's do this. I don't know that there was anything deeper than that.
They're bored. Idiotic male teen
That's
boy
what it is.
Behavior.
I probably, as a kid, whatever the other hat was at the time when I was around, I don't know what it was, but I probably would have done the same thing. Let's just do this to get a rise. The difference is there's no video around to show any of the crazy stuff I did.
And now there's a ton of video.
In fact, you pointed out, someone said they looked at all the video.
You couldn't have gotten 500 videos that are out there.
Because everyone is a videographer.
Everyone is a videographer now because they're walking around with it. And there's plenty more to this story to talk about.
But we would go over time.
Yep.
Yeah. Man, okay. I don't know if I've ever seen a story like this. With it's like an
octopus. So many elements.
And the minute you chop off all the legs, more grow back.
That's right. So kids, don't smirk, first of all. Nonverbal communication is a powerful thing.
I say smirk all you want. If you like this episode, let us know. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag BehindTheMedia to engage with us on Twitter. Have any questions, drop us a line at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.